Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Something, that's a beautiful song, you know, but I can read a lot into it. You know, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle and my handsome co-host Chris Michael Ward and Mark Anthony Real. I want to say hello to everybody listening from north to south, east to west, and of course, I cannot go without mentioning my global audience, and we're going to start right here at home. Welcome to everybody. Now, if that's you, Mark, making that noise in the background, I'm going to have to whip you. You know your mic is open. You better stop it. But anyway, we want to say hello to everybody in Hawaii, United States, Canada, France, Germany, Senegal, Australia, the UK, Nigeria, and Cameroon, Africa, Singapore, Pakistan, Iraq, Peru, Russia, and India. And you know something, it's wonderful how much we have grown since we've been on the air. You know, our guest is calling in from Australia, and I think she's having a glitch with her time zone, so her producer's trying to hit her up and get her on the air. But we're going to be talking about sexual sovereignty. You know, on the news, you've heard about Harvey Weinstein, Brett Ratner, Louis C.K., and all those guys, you know, who's been accused of sexual abuse upon women, and those women losing their right to control their own sexual sovereignty. So our guest, Dr. Saida Desilay, she was violently raped, and her life changed drastically. And so we're going to learn more about this phenomenal woman as soon as she calls in, because she is confused about the conversion of time, and I don't know what time it is in Australia. So for right now, I'm going to introduce my co-host, start with the baby first. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing good. Happy New Year's Eve weekend, everybody.
Happy New Year's Eve weekend to you as well. So what you got planned for the New Year's?
Oh, I don't know. Probably just going to drink some bubbly and watch the ball drop.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm going to stay home, too. Until I get that love interest in my life, I'm going to stay close to home. I don't want to be out there when they're shooting off fireworks and guns and all that crap. I don't want nobody to stay pop me in my behind. Okay.
Exactly.
And so how is my other handsome co-host doing, Mark Anthony Real in sunny California? How you doing, darling?
I'm doing great, Terry. I'm looking forward to New Year's Eve, too, but I'm going to be doing just what you guys are doing, staying
that's
my,
right.
my brown behind home.
I know that's
yeah.
right, darling. Anybody want to share that time with me, holla at a chick, man. You know, I might say come on over. But until then, I'm going to be safe. I'm going to be inside the house. I'm going to be cool. I'm going to have all my Kool-Aid and juice and everything, you know, and watch like Chris at the ball drop. So,
that's right.
I wish a lot of things for 2018. And, you know, my hope is that, you know, people realize their shortcomings and they realize that we all need growth. And if you realize that you need growth, I hope you start the year off right. You know, if there are people you need to apologize to, humble yourself and apologize to these people. If there's things you need to do right with your family, make it right. Because, you know, they used to say back in the day, here today and gone tomorrow. Now it's here today and gone today. So, you know, this is a brand new year. You know, stop looking backwards. But if you got to do something, stop making them a resolution. Well, I'm going to lose weight this year, or I'm not going to eat this. No, do some spiritual stuff. Work on that inside person. You know, because if you work on that inside person, the good shit will come out to the outside. Because I'm so tired of dealing with knuckleheads. What y'all say about that?
Amen. Yes.
Yes. And Mark, you got nothing to say? I'm sure you met some knuckleheads in 2017.
I've done some knucklehead things in 2017 that I want to change.
So if you want to call it resolution, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to be a better person. I think I've been doing pretty good, but I'm going to try to be the best that I can be. Because sometimes, you know, when you're doing right, there's somebody just show up and show out, and they just make things difficult for a person. So, you know, we want to try, you know, just hang in there and we're going to talk a little bit more, and whoever, how's your cold, by the way, Chris? Is that you coughing, darling?
Oh, yeah, my cold's gone. I just cough on occasion, but it's gone. My cold's gone.
Well, I'm glad your cold's gone. If you keep calling on this live air, I'm going to have to go get you. You know, you hear these bells? I got on these Santa sleigh bell slippers, you know, the red and green, and the bells, I make this noise every time I walk and move my feet. I love them. I like to make the noise.
That's a real jingle bell.
I'm just a colorful person, because y'all know I posted me in an elf costume last week, so, you know, I like to have fun, and I think if you have fun, fun, keeping living, you know, looking younger and feeling better. Because I was looking on some of my memories on Facebook 4 years ago, 2 years ago, and I haven't changed, praise God, you know. But some people, man, they have drastically changed, and, you know, and they not aging well. So I think people age better when they got a happy inside, you know, when they embrace that youth that's in them. Because I still got a teenager in me, you know, so I embrace that. I'm not schizophrenic, but you know something, I embrace that youthful side of me. What about y'all two?
Well, there's a little bit of beauty in all of us, whether it be inside or outside. We all got it.
Exactly, exactly. You know, Sam, you're so right. So, you know, darlings, I'm going to play a little commercial, and hopefully I can get that guest up on the mic. If not, we'll talk until 8:30. We'll do what we got to do because, you know, we the team, we don't quit. We just kick through it.
Nope.
Ain't that right, boys?
Yeah,
that's right.
The show must go on.
That's right, darling. So hang in there. We're going to take a little commercial break, and we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Controversial, real, unparalleled. Author Terry E. Lyle has written an autobiography entitled Broken. Terry talks about overcoming her personal battle with suicide, being homeless, selling and using drugs, and living the life of a swinger. She found that with prayer and her belief in God is real, that she was blessed to overcome all adversity to becoming the woman and authoress she is today. The book is $20 and can be purchased through Amazon, Kindle, CreateSpace.com, and from her own personal website at www.terrylyle.com. It's yours today. And make sure you tune in to hear Terry on Unmasked each and every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on blogtalkradio.com. The number 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. And remember, through God's grace and mercy, all things are possible, for He will not leave.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the games that I had played with many hearts, and I'm not saying no names. Then the thought occurred, teardrops made my eyes burn, cause I said to myself, look what you've done to her. I can feel it inside, I can't explain how it feels. All I know is that I'm never dishing up the raw deal, playing make-believe, pretending that I'm true. Holding in my laugh as I say that I love you, saying I'm more, kissing you on the ear, whispering I love you and I'll always be here. Although I often reminisce, I can't believe that I found a desire for true love floating around inside my soul, because my soul is cold. One half of me deserves to be this way till I'm old, but the other half needs affection and joy, and the warmth that is created by a girl and a boy. I need love. Jacket so you can walk over a puddle. I give you a rose, pull out your chair before we eat. Kiss you on the cheek and say, ooh girl, you're so sweet. It's deja vu whenever I'm with you. I could go on forever telling you what I do, but where you at, you're neither here nor there. I swear I can't find you anywhere. Damn sure ain't in my closet or under my rug. This love search is really making me bug. And if you know who you are, why don't you make yourself seen? Take a chance with my love and you'll find out what I mean. Fantasies can run, but they can't hide. And when I find you, I'ma pour all my love inside. I need love.
Back to Officer Terry Lauer and our co-hosts, Chris and Mark, on Unmasked. And we haven't been able to get our guest, find her to get her to call in. So what I was doing, I was looking at this magazine of People's, the January 1st, 2018 edition, where you see Hugh Jackman on the front page. You know, this is awesome. You know, there's a story here about how women speak out. Some of the correction officers that has been harassed by the inmates. So I'm going to read you a little bit about this. It's on page 63. In 2011, after enduring years of sexual misconduct and abuse at the hands of the male prisoners at Florida's Coleman Penitentiary, employee Tammy Paget and Jeronica White took on the Department of Justice in a class action lawsuit and won. Now, that's hard to do to win. But this is what happened. As in her 10 years as an employee of the Federal Correctional Complex, FCC, outside of Orlando, Jeronica White experienced all types of lewd and lascivious comments. She says, I also knew of rape plots against the women, but the worst part of her work at the prison known as Coleman was when she walked by the inmates in solitary. They would masturbate in front of her to the point where there was obvious semen on their pants, says White 45. It was barbaric. I experienced things I never wished for any woman to have to go through, which is why in 2011, White and fellow correctional officers Tammy Paget filed a class action sexual harassment lawsuit against the U.S. government prison agency and the Department of Justice on behalf of 524 past and present female employees at Coleman. Damn. I used to work at the federal prison and the state prison. Man, I should have, you know, filed a class action suit because, you know, I saw it, but I just rolled with it, you know. I mean, to me, it was like going to work, you know, and you know what you're dealing with, they inmates. They don't care, you know. But, my goodness, you know, when she was talking about how they be masturbating, you know, let me tell you something. You know that toy they got out at the little adult shops where it enhances the guy's penis? They put it on there, that pump, and it make it grow by, you know, like, you know, yeah, pulling it and everything. Baby, let me tell you something. When I used to work as a correction officer, you know, the lower half of the shower area was blacked out, like maybe right below your calves. Everything above that was clear because they want to make sure they wasn't doing anything, you know, and all them guys was hung because they were sitting there masturbating 24/7, you know, so they didn't need no pumps. So I'm just going to show that if you exercise anything, you know, that muscle will grow. You ain't got to waste no money going to a dope shop to buy a pump. Just use your damn hands, okay? 1, 2, 3, keep doing it. It will grow if you're worried about, you know, the girth and the size. I'm just saying. So that's my little tidbit of gossip. Now, what's y'all's?
You be loud, Terry. Well, you know,
Terry, what I'm saying now, darling.
No. When I was in San Quentin for my little 8 month duty, tour of duty, I'm surprised to say that I did not see any of that. I mean,
really?
It never happened. No. Well, I mean, not masturbating in front of officers, you know. Well, because primarily most of the officers are male. But we did have some women in there, but I didn't see that happening. I didn't see any sexual thing of any kind.
No, them guys was hung like donkeys, you know, and I remember this one. I'm serious. I said, damn, my eyes got big. I said, wow. I said, I wouldn't want none of that in me because you ain't going to tear me up. Shoo, you know, it was like burping a baby. He ripped all apart. But, you know, when I used to be a correctional officer, this one female correctional officer, you know, she fell in love with one of these inmates. And if any correctional officers out there listening, let me say this. This is real talk. I'm not clowning. You know, these people that are incarcerated, when you come in there on your shift, they got nothing to do but watch you. They can tell you how many steps it takes from the door to the other side of the room. They watch you. They watch how you talk. They check out, are you free-hearted to give up a cigarette? And you ain't even supposed to even give up a cigarette or match because that's contraband. But sometimes we get so lackadaisical and we start acting like, you know, I'm going to show these people some respect and courtesy, you know, and you start doing things that you know you're supposed to do. Well, anyway, this one chick, she fell in love, you know, and obviously her home life wasn't too good, or maybe the man she was with maybe was putting his hands on her or disrespecting her, but she fell in love with this guy. This chick, man, she brought in a wig and everything, change of clothes, and she had one of her friends work in the visiting section where, you know, you're supposed to watch him inside the visiting. So, and that was up on a higher floor. So, anyway, the guy, you know, they covered him and they brought him out where you're supposed to, you know, check him before you go back on the floor. He changed up his clothes, looked like a woman, got all the way down to the lobby. They locked her ass up and him, put his ass back in jail. But she got 5 years for trying to aid and abet a fugitive. So I'm saying, you know, these guys are going to tell you whatever you want to hear because they want you to give them money on their commentary books. They want you to find a little cubby hole so they can poke you, put their thing inside of you because they ain't getting no women in there. So, you know, don't fall for that shit, man. I'm just saying, you better keep it real.
Were you making good money there, Terry, when you worked there?
Hell yeah. Every job, I'm so blessed to say, was making good money. One job made better than the other job because when I was a paramedic, I was making good money. Working in corrections, I was making good money. Working at the nuclear plant, I was making good money. You know, back in the federal government, I was making good money. You know, every job I had, you know, truck driver, whatever, you know, it was always one is going to be better than the other because I was chasing that money. I was trying to clock my coins. So I was blessed with that, you know. And I miss it, you know. I really do because it's a feeling of, I don't know, it's like of strength when you can go somewhere and you don't even have to ask about the cost. If you see something, I want that, I want that, I want that, you know, and your friends with you, you'll go ahead and give it to them, and you don't have to care about the cost because you had it like that. So God has humbled me because I was cavalier and wasteful, but now God got me humble and focused. I'll say that. So, you know, the next time we're coming back around again like that, maybe not working, but some other kinds of means of riding high off the hog, I don't know what to do with it this time. You know, I was wasteful, but I enjoyed my life, so I ain't mad at all.
Yeah,
how you enjoy your life? Yeah, in 2017, did you enjoy your life, what you did with it, Mark? I mean, Chris?
Yeah, 2017 brought good things. You know, as people know, I had bad experiences on radio and looking for a radio job. You were looking for somebody, and I worked with you guys. So, yeah, it's, you know, there's some good experiences, and I read that book that I co-wrote that Bette Midler tribute book. So, you know, I can put an author behind my name with that. So, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
That's good. And what about you, Mark? What has 2017 brought for you, headache or happiness overall?
What? 2017 has brought me lots of new friends, and I was able to go up north. I hadn't been up north in a long time, and I was able to go up to Orange County, which I hadn't been for a long time. So I was able. I haven't traveled in ages, so I was able to get out of my comfort zone. So I love that.
Well, if y'all decide to travel 2018, Chris and Mark, y'all can come here. You can have to pay for no hotel. You can stay with me. I got 3 bedrooms, and y'all more than welcome. You know, y'all my extended family. Come on through, man.
Uh-huh.
You know, stay at the hotel. And
I would
y'all
love
to bring
to.
Y'all
yeah.
a snippet
yeah,
of y'all can as well.
Okay, well,
yeah,
I'm going to take you up
on
that offer.
I'm serious. You know, Mark, what I say, I stand by my word. Some people say stuff, and then, you know, if they say it, it don't mean nothing. I'm honest. You know, if you want to come through, you and your mate, you know, come on through, you know. We family. It's all good.
Okay.
Hey, Chris Michael, Terry always tells me, save your pennies because you're coming to Alabama with a banjo on your knee.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. And one good thing happened for Mark this year, he wanted to see Diana Ross in concert. That's the love of his life. Yes. So that was a good thing too, Mark.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great thing. I never miss her. Whenever she's here in Southern California, I go see her.
Yep.
Yeah. And
I was on fire that night.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, Chris. You're ready to say something, baby.
I was going to say I got to see Bette Midler in July and Hello Dolly before I started working with you guys. So that's another highlight. Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Hey. Yeah, that's good. That's really good. Yeah. I ain't mad at all. That's wonderful. So,
Chris, Michael finally found a radio niche right here.
Right, he's my radio son, and that's your daddy talking.
I made a mistake on Facebook the other day, and I called him little brother, but he corrected me. He says, "No, you're my big papa. You're my big papa."
I like the way I say it. Go ahead, big papa. Yeah. <Like this. laughs>
I said, oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I forgot my role.
We're going to take another small break, and we're going to come back talking about what happened in 2017 and what we wish for 2018. And if our guests don't make it, then we'll just reschedule her. You know, no biggie. You know, we flow like that. You know, we don't break. We just been with it. Stay with us. Be back in 2 and 2.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. Everything's good. It's just been really busy. Sorry I haven't been there. Yeah. Oh, I haven't forgotten, but I will be there next week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. For things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day, going day.
No! No! Who is this? Why is he in my house?
Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh, my girlfriend.
Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
I don't wanna be right.
Yes, you do, baby. Cause you see, when you're going with a married man, he can come over 2 or 3 times a week and give you a little bit. That means you're 2 up on the wife already, cause once you marry one, you don't get it but once a week. Another sweet thing is, on payday, he can come over and give you a little bread, and I like that. But the sweetest thing about the whole situation is the fact that when you go to the laundromat, you don't have to wash nobody's funky drawers but your own. And I like it like that. I want to keep my situation just the way it is. And to make sure it stays like that, when my man come over 2 or 3 times a week to give me my fee, set the clock so he can get up and go home on time. Don't want him to be late. Sometimes it'd be kind of hard for me to do, but I force myself anyway. I tell him, listen to the clock on the wall. Hey, hey. Listen to the clock on the wall right now, baby. Tick on clock. Listen to the clock on the wall. Hey, hey. Oh, forget about the clock on the wall. I don't want to be right this morning. I don't want to be right.
Wow, you know, I took y'all way back into time with that one. I'm sure Chris never even heard of a Millie Jackson, but that female man, she tore it up with songs that, you know, she had a story. You know, Mark, are you familiar with Millie Jackson?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, I'm familiar with that song. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, you know about
her? Oh, you are?
Well, yeah, I know a lot of songs that are beyond my time because I was not very popular when I was younger, so I listened to a lot of music.
Okay, well, I love that song because I saw her in live concert and she give you your money's worth, man, you know, and that song, you know, I'm sure we all can say if we're honest, you know, I have to admit, back in the day, I was with someone else's man, but, you know, like she said, loving you is wrong. I don't want to be right, you know, because, and she's right, you know, one thing about messing around with somebody else's mate is that, you know, you ain't got to wash no dirty drawers. They give you some money so they can continue to see you. You know, it's decadent. It's enticing, but it's wrong, bottom line. But I was wrong then, but I'm right now, right and lonely.
And you wash your own drawers, right?
Yep, and they always come back to their wives.
I know, that's right. They won't leave them. Wow. So both of y'all laugh. So tell me, Mark, about who you was messing around with that belonged to somebody else, and how long did you do it?
Well, my last relationship with a man from another country, and he had a wife and kids. That's how low down I got. But if I had to do it again, I would not do it. I would not do it, no. Because it was wrong, just like I said. It was wrong, and I didn't feel good about it.
I know, because I was selfish. You know, me, it was that, you know, it was that kind of sex that made your toes curl and shit. And, you know, and I don't care how many people you run into, everybody ain't going to make your toes curl. Some people is like, please, Herb, get the hell up off of me because it's boring. It ain't doing nothing for you. But, you know, I've been in an episode before. I'm telling you, this guy was a bona fide freak right up my alley, freak with a capital F. I ain't going to tell you all the little wicked, wild shit we did, but we went there, and I loved it. And everybody don't have that freak in them. Some people just want to do that missionary sex. But just lay on top of you. That's all. All you got to do is bend over. Come on now. Let's get creative. Let's pull out some damn food. Let's get some props. Let's get some shit. You know what I'm saying? Let's do the damn thing. So, Chris, tell me about your decadent, you know, don't tell me you ain't never messed with somebody else's person.
Well, never a married man.
And if you say you
haven't,
that's an oddity.
Yeah, and never a married man. I had my standards, but I did mess around with somebody who was in a relationship with another guy. I did. Yes, back in the day.
Same thing. If it wasn't yours and you messed with them, you know you was wrong. But sometimes you just don't want to do right. But 2018,
yep,
I'm going to be one.
Yep. He was not married, though, but he was dating somebody. Yeah.
Yeah, well, why did you stay? Was the sex good? Was it because you were putting money in your pocket or because he was good looking? Why did you stay?
No, I had an alcohol issue back then. So I think it had to do with the alcohol. I don't know.
Oh, he looked guilty when you were.
Love and alcohol make you full of things. Yes.
Yep, it's true. Love and alcohol.
Yeah, alcohol can make somebody who is a 3 look like a 10, huh?
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm off the shit.
One glass is all I get now. That's it.
All right now, as long as you can control it. You know, I've never drank, so I don't know what that's like, you know. But I know that, you know, for real, when I used to puff that marijuana, though, man, you know, it was like I had a different personality because, you know, when I'm just being me, no weed or nothing, you know, I be thinking about the moral things I'm supposed to do. I'm a preacher's kid. I'm supposed to do right. But let me get a damn joint up in my ass. Shit. I'm popping it. That motherfucker be looking good. And then we be having that crazy shit. Next goddamn day when you're sober, your ass walking like a cowgirl because he done hit it all kinds of ways. Like, ah, this shit's sore. I can't even touch it. That's why the show is called Unmasked, because we go there.
does the weed bring out your freaky side, Terry? I mean, really?
It sure did. I thought I was somebody else, man. It's like they split me. You know, one personality was good girl, other personality was the freaky girl, the fun, the party chick, man. Oh, babe, I even had like heavy wooden planks that you have on a boat, and those heavy wooden ropes. I had that from my vaulted ceiling, attached to my vaulted ceiling. We would be on that swing and shit and pop off onto the sofa or the bed that was beneath it, you know, because I had one of those sleep sofas. You open it up, man, having that crazy sex, man. I'm telling you, when you high, man, you do some shit because everything is funny. Everything is like, let's go for it. Yeah, let's try this. Yeah, stick it up there. Yeah, let me turn this way. But the next day, man, I be catching hell. I be saying, what the hell did I do? Oh, my lips all soft and puffy. I said, what the hell?
You get very adventurous.
Yes, I was. And the right guy can bring that out of me, but this time I won't need no marijuana because, you know, hey, I'm good at what I do.
Yeah.
Well, you've had a lot of practice in your head, yes. You've had a lot of practice in your own mind about what you're going to do.
A lot of practice in my own mind, a lot of practice back from when I was doing this thing, because y'all know, I think I told y'all that back in the day when I was living in California, I started my own swingers groups, and I ain't talking about no two-stepping, you know, adults to get together for a sexual exploration or whatever, you know, desire or fantasy they want to fulfill. I was a HNIC, and for who don't know what HNIC mean, that means head nigga in charge. So, you know, we did some freaky shit, man, you know. But I won't tell you who the people that was a part of it, because some of these people were prominent. You would never think they was in that group with me. But it is what it is, you know. My lips are sealed.
You don't want to get sued. No.
They were serious, man. Doing really well.
Yeah.
That's why I feel like
doctors and lawyers up in there, huh?
Huh?
Yeah, some doctors and lawyers and politicians up in there.
Doctors, lawyers. High-tech business person, teachers, you know. I had people who had money because, you know, when they came through, you know, I would have things set up for them, you know, and they would bring a little something and wine or whatever they want, you know. Then, you know, it was an atmosphere of, you know, soft lights, green lights, you know, blue lights, you know, red lights, you know. Just don't have no red lights outside, because if you put a red light bulb outside your door, even though people do it for their porch to look soft, it's like saying pussy for sale. So if you don't know, you do not put a red light bulb outside of your porch, your house, because you're advertising the wrong thing. You know, some people thought, oh, yeah, this would be nice because it's nice and cold the way it looks. No, put a green bulb or blue bulb. Don't put a red bulb out there.
Yeah. No.
In case you didn't know, unless you got something you're trying to sell.
Well, that's what they do in Amsterdam, you know. Amsterdam, your red light district, I mean, you know, that's where it came from, right?
Mm-hmm, okay, yeah. I didn't know where it came from, but okay, I like knowledge. I like knowledge. So tell me, I'm going to start with Chris the baby. Tell me about something that in 2017 that you regret and what you're going to change in 2018.
Well, I think, and you kind of helped me with this, I think not always being outgoing and being shy, I think that's what I regret, because I missed a lot of good opportunities. Plus, it's so boring being shy.
I know, baby. Yeah. We're going to get you out of that shit, me and Mark. Right or wrong,
Mark.
You didn't want to stay shy, you know.
Yeah. When I'm on the radio or working, it's not that hard. Privately, I'm so shy and so timid, you know. Yeah.
That's all right, because radio is like, you know, your learning pad. As long as you're on the radio and you loosen up and you talking shit and we talking shit with you, by the time you get off the mic and everything and somebody might be over, you might continue talking shit. You know, get that one little glass, you say you allotted that one glass, so yeah, don't come over here, you want to come and get some, okay?
Yeah, I'm learning though. I'm learning to be more outspoken. I'm getting there slowly. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's good. We doing a good job there, Mark.
Yeah, I think we are. I think he's coming along just nicely.
So Mark,
I noticed that he. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I noticed that he's.
Sorry, my fault. Go ahead, Mark.
No, I noticed that he is more willing to open up and talk just right off the bat. I like that.
I do too, because I know he's shy, bless his heart. But Mark, what thing in 2007 you regret doing and you're going to change in 2018?
Well, you know, I regret reaching out to my father more. Like, for example, I didn't call him this past Christmas like I usually do, because I'm thinking, well, he never calls me. And no, that's not the right thing about it. I should call him.
Right.
So family is probably one thing I want to change and not think so much about, you know, what other people haven't done for me, and just go out there and do it, you know. And I'm going to call him probably from New Year's Day or something. You know, I'm going to make sure that I'm the one that initiates it. And not wait for other people to.
Well, you know, Mark, if I say anything, I wouldn't wait. I wouldn't wait till the New Year's, because unfortunately, the Christmas holiday, it seems like I lose a lot of people that I know. And it seems like it's the thing, this time of frame where we're supposed to be celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, we lose a lot of people. So, you know, like I said before, they said gone, here today and gone tomorrow. Sometimes it's here today and gone today. Don't wait. And you're right. You only got one mother
you're
and one
right.
father.
Right.
It's not here. You know, just say, you know, you don't have to wait for me to say, hey, Dad, you know I've been naughty. I ain't called my daddy. How you doing? You know, and he might need someone to help him soften up his heart. Maybe he just feels a little guilty.
Yeah.
That's why he don't call you, because he know what he hasn't done.
Yeah.
Right.
You should always do that. I can relate to that. You know, there's times I didn't talk to my dad, but I think if you can text him or call him, you know, check in once or twice a week, you'll be good.
Yeah.
Well, it's more like once or twice a year, birthdays and Christmases, it seems
That's
like.
Yeah,
well,
not good enough. I agree with Terry on that one.
Not
yeah, and you're right.
You don't want to have a breath because when the Lord calls him home, at least your mind will be clear that you did the right thing as a son, you know?
Exactly. You're right.
can't hold a person hostage with what they did. If you're going to forgive them, you got to really forgive them and let it go. Some people say they forgive you, but they won't let it go. But you know, if we don't forgive, then Jesus is not going to step in on our behalf when he talks to his Father for us, things that we done did and messed up.
Right.
But you know, some guys, you know, that 1 hour has ran by real quick, you know, and I'm going to see if I can get that guest, Dr. Saida Desilet. I know I'm messing up her name. It's D-E-S-I-L-E. Yeah, Saida Desilet. Well, I'm going to try to get her back on here in the future of 2018. But, you know, guys, I want to wish you both a happy New Year's, you know, and
happy
be safe.
And, yeah, you too.
Yeah, embrace 2018, baby, because it's right around the corner, you know. And thank you for being on the mic and opening up to some personal stuff about yourself, you know, and embracing the show, being called Unmasked. You know, thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mark.
Welcome.
Oh, you're
welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for opening up. Yeah, you know, yo, the three of us, we are a bad damn team, man. You know, so we got this shit on lock. Yeah.
That's right.
We just need syndication. We'll be good.
I know that's right. We need syndication. Y'all out there hearing us? Pick us up, baby. We'll come. We'll be there. Come on, pick us up. We need some extra coins in our pockets instead of coins going out.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take this home, and we're getting off the air. This is the last show for 2017, and it's going to be a song by Wiz Khalifa. It's been a long day without you, my friend. So goodbye, 2017, and hello, 2018.
Hello.
Love you guys.
Goodbye.
Y'all take care now. Hugs and kisses.
You too.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Yes.
You too.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again. Why'd you have to leave so soon? Why'd you have to go? Why'd you have to leave me when I needed you the most? 'Cause I don't really know how to tell you without feeling much worse. I know you're in a better place, but it's always gonna hurt. Carry on. It's been a long day without you, my friend.